Radio Prague News.
The Education Ministry may see its EU funding suspended over irregularities in public procurement. Letiště Praha, the company running Prague's international airport, has registered Václav Havel Prague International Airport as a protected trademark ahead of a possible name change. And the government has put to Parliament a draft law acknowledging Václav Havel's contribution to freedom and democracy. The Education Ministry may see its EU funding suspended over irregularities in public procurement. Auditors from Brussels have advised suspending all further payments from the Education for Competitiveness operational programme until the irregularities are investigated and cleared up. The Ministry can draw up to 53 billion crowns from this source. Ministry officials are reportedly working to resolve the problem in the hope of preventing a freeze on funding. The present administration says it is not to blame for the shortcomings, which date back to 2008 and 2009, and has promised to heighten control mechanisms without delay. Letiště Praha, the company running Prague's international airport, has registered Václav Havel Prague International Airport as a protected trademark in a move that could pave the way for a possible renaming of the airport after the late Václav Havel. A petition calling for the airport to be renamed after the hero of the Velvet Revolution and the country's first post-communist president is quickly gaining support among the public. It has been signed by over 60,000 people, including Mr. Havel's widow Dagmar and his brother Ivan. The government has put to Parliament a draft law acknowledging Václav Havel's contribution to freedom and democracy. The simply worded statement is expected to receive support both from the coalition parties and the opposition Social Democrats and should be approved in its first reading. A similar law was issued by the Czechoslovak Parliament in 1930, recognizing the contribution of President Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk to the establishment of an independent Czechoslovakia. A commemorative plaque acknowledging Masaryk's contribution can be seen next to the entrance of the Chamber of Deputies. Investigators have proposed filing charges against two men and one woman for massive tax evasion to the tune of 2.6 billion crowns. The scam involved imported fuels from Slovakia, which were sold on false customs papers. The criminal activities date back to the years 1996-2002, when the Bena company imported more than 200,000 tons of diesel oil and petrol from Slovakia to the Czech Republic. The police say that the suspects have stripped the state of 1.9 billion crowns in excise tax and another 750 million crowns in VAT. If charged and convicted, they could face up to 10 years in jail. Police are gearing up for boisterous New Year's Eve celebrations in the Czech capital. Although officers are generally more tolerant on the last day of the year, they're said to be taking a strict line with salesmen selling alcohol and fireworks to minors. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be partly cloudy with day temperatures between 0 and 5 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.
Hello and welcome to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm Christian Falvey. Many thanks for tuning in. Today, road fatalities dropped to the lowest point since the late 1940s, and commemorations of the 70th anniversary of Operation Anthropoid, the targeted killing of the Nazi leader Reinhard Heydrich. I hope you'll be staying with us today for all that and more here on Radio Prague. In 2011 saw a vast improvement in the number of road deaths, dropping to 695. That is the lowest number since the late 1940s, although then there were only some 128,000 registered vehicles on Czech roads, compared to around 4 million today. Experts suggest that a number of factors have contributed to the continuing drop in road fatalities. Earlier, Jan Wellinger spoke to road safety specialist Robert Chastney.
I think it's a result of last 10 years of development of improving road safety in Czech Republic. In 2003, it has begun that new approach was chosen by Minister Szymanowski. And I think it's a combination of several aspects. It's enforcement and awareness activities, but also connected with infrastructure improvement, for example, new highways, and also medical services better and better. And of course, vehicles used by Czech people are modernized with safety systems.
You mentioned several factors there. Do you think that there is a primary major factor that has had the greatest influence? I'm thinking specifically of the point system that was introduced.
Yeah, I think that the point system connected with police activity has shown that very effective. For example, 2006 was one of the best, and because of penalty point system. And this penalty point system is active every year because some drivers have some points and they try to be better on the road.
At this point, is it possible to talk about the falling numbers as a trend? Because they have gone down consistently since 2008.
I hope so, but it will depend on policy attitude, so government attitude. Government has passed this year a new strategy about road safety, and the ambition is to achieve in other 10 years halving of this number. So I believe that every year it will be better and better, because Czech situation is not very good comparing to other European states, for example, not only Germany and UK, but also comparing, for example, Austria, Belgium, what are similar countries. So I hope it will be improving, and it's necessary, of course.
Many people in the past pointed to 2009's very realistic campaign, Nemyslíš, zaplatíš, if you don't think, you pay the price. And that campaign showed fictionalized but brutal scenes of traffic accidents. Do you think that that campaign, in the end, had a positive effect on sort of scaring people into driving more safely?
Yeah, I think this campaign was effective because it's psychological. People think about it and they feel that society needs to change, so it's not accepted. So I think it was an effective way.
Czech TV reported that although the overall number of fatalities on roads went down this year, paradoxically, they went up under what I would normally describe as ideal conditions. They said that year on year, there were more fatalities in 2011 on well-lit city roads in dry conditions. How do you explain something like that?
Especially weather conditions, for example, has a big influence during winter. It's very curious that if there is a lot of snow, yes, there are more accidents, but not serious accidents. If there is winter without snow, people psychologically think that it's safe and they are speeding. And of course, the road is cold and the braking distance is much, much longer. So it can cause these problems. What is also a problem is rural roads. And there also these conditions can be very important and they can influence the situation.
So basically what you're saying is that drivers shouldn't be lulled by a false sense of security, even though the weather has, say, been milder.
Yeah, of course.
Road safety specialist Robert Szczesny there talking to Jan Wellinger. This is Radio Prague. The village of Nehvizdy in central Bohemia on Wednesday commemorated the 70th anniversary of the start of Operation Anthropoid, the targeted killing of the Nazi leader Reinhard Heydrich. Two Czechoslovak commandos who carried out the killing landed near the village on the night of 28th December 1941. Jan Richter went to see the event and has this report.
A group of reenactors dressed in Second World War British uniforms on Wednesday marched through the center of Nehvizdy, a small town to the northeast of Prague. There, 70 years ago on the day, two British-trained Czechoslovak commandos, Jan Kubiš and Josef Gabčík, jumped off a plane on a daring mission to assassinate Reinhard Heydrich, the Nazi leader of occupied Bohemia and Moravia. Local people, along with dozens of guests, laid wreaths at the memorial in the center of the town to the sound of Scottish bagpipes, commemorating the country where the paratroopers were trained. A requiem for the victims of Nazi terror was served in the local church. Its priest at the time, František Somek, was in fact the first person the soldiers spoke to after they landed, and he told them where they were. Michal Burian is a historian with the Czech Army's Military History Institute.
The landing was supposed to take place in an area east of Plzeň, but due to a navigational error, they were dropped here, some 25 kilometers east of Prague. On the night of the operation, the landscape was covered with snow, so there were very few landmarks they could use to determine their position. They could see railway tracks, rivers, and so on, and they also saw the city, but they had no way of telling whether it was Plzeň or Prague.
Město rozpoznatelné bylo, ale jestli se jedná o Prahu nebo Plzeň, to v podstatě nebylo možné určit.
Hundreds of people came to the exact spot where the two soldiers landed, located just a few hundred meters outside the village. The Czech army was planning to reenact the jump as precisely as possible, except this time they were going to use an Mi-17 helicopter rather than the Halifax bomber which airlifted the troops 70 years ago. But to the disappointment of the onlookers, bad weather spoiled their plans. Michal Burian explains.
Everything
was planned very carefully, but unfortunately today's weather conditions prohibited the commemorative jump. The clouds were very low, which would make the jump dangerous, so the parachutists decided not to jump because they would risk severe injuries.
Among those who came to pay tribute to the heroes of Czechoslovak resistance was Miloš Hrychl, an 85-year-old native of Nehvězdy. He was 15 when his village entered history, but he says that with the exceptions of a few men, no one really knew about what happened until after the end of the war.
Nikdo z nás o tom nevěděl, víte? Akorát těch pár lidí.
I only learnt that they landed here after the war. Only a few people knew about it, including local police officers, but they swore that they would not tell anyone, so when the Gestapo later came searching for the parachutes and other equipment, they found nothing.
Dozens of people risked their lives, and many lost them, in assisting the two commandos to achieve their goal. 5 months after they landed near the village of Nehvězdy, Jan Kubiš and Josef Gabčík finally stood face to face with the Nazi leader in Prague, mortally wounding him. Their actions are to this day remembered as one of the most heroic acts of resistance in Nazi-occupied Europe.
Many thanks to Jan Richter. If you're just tuning in, then thank you for joining us. You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm Christian Falvey. Later on, we'll have our Czech language learning program Soundcheck. But first, here's Rosie Johnston with Panorama.
English is attacking Czech from all sides, one newspaper columnist recently despaired, while others talk of Czech's battle for survival in a world in which ever more English is spoken. From terms like set-top box, vygooglovat and mobile on the one hand, to sorry, busy and loser on the other, English does seem to be making an impact on today's Czech. But are these English borrowings really a threat to the Czech language, or do they enrich it instead? I asked some Czechs for their opinion.
I think that English has a big influence on Czech language because we use many English words. For example, I use computer, and the Czech word is počítač, and if I speak with my granny, she doesn't understand what I said, so I think that the influence is really big.
And do you think that's a bad thing, or actually quite a good thing for the Czech language?
I think it's bad, but I think I can't do anything without it.
I think in some areas there is big influence English on Czech, but in ordinary life it's not so big.
And do you find yourself in ordinary life using English words in Czech?
Yeah, we use common English words like management and metro. It is not easy because the words are so common, so I cannot recognize if it is English.
I always can hear some English words around, and in the slang used in chats on computer is, well, frequent. It's natural. I don't think it will enrich our language. I think our language will die in time.
It depends on if there are no such Czech words. Well, then yeah, English has maybe too much inflict on Czech language.
And do you find yourself using English words sometimes when you're speaking Czech? I don't know, maybe in the field of computing or words like sorry, busy.
Well, I try to use Czech words if I can, if there are such words.
But it's not always possible, you say.
Yeah, sure.
I think that now English language has not so big influence on the Czech language. We have to use our origins as well. It's better now for us, I think.
So best to use Czech words when Czech words are available.
Yes, but if English words are shorter, so for example on SMS, we use sometimes these English words because of they are shorter.
But the borrowing of English words is nothing new. When Carol Gott sang this not quite English, not quite Czech nonsense song in the 1960s, terms like kovboj, genie and jazz were already in common usage. And indeed, English words in Czech date back even further. According to head of the Institute of the Czech Language, Ústav pro jazyk český, Karel Oliva, the first English loanword comes in all probability from the 18th century. It's fešák, meaning something like dandy, taken from the English word fashion and referring to the well-dressed English gents who visited Prague at the time. According to Oliva, however, English words really started to take off in Czech in the 19th century.
My conjecture is that the first loanwords from English were words which concerned sports. Just like football, which is from English football, but also, and very few people know that, padlo, which is from English pedal.
But then can we talk about there being another sort of golden era of English in Czech around about the time of, say, Voskovec and Verich, around about the 1920s, maybe First Republic, or is that not correct?
Well, I would say that Voskovec and Verich, actually, they mixed up all languages which they knew. To my mind, actually, Voskovec and Verich used most of the loanwords after their emigration, that is, after the Second World War, because they spent the war in America. However, it's definitely true that the first massive influx of English words came really with the so-called First Republic, with people connected in some way to Masaryk, and mostly his wife, Charlotte Masaryk. And actually, by that time, it was not a political, but it was a rather social phenomenon, that the people kind of take their stand, whether they more support the European continental, let's say, French tradition, because the Germans already by that time was not very popular, or whether the people wanted to show that they take the stand of the Anglo-Saxon culture of Great Britain and the US.
So you said back then maybe there was a social reason or a social context to using Anglicisme or Anglicisms in Czech. Would you say that's the case now, that it's a social thing?
Definitely. It's mostly social. It's just of either showing, well, actually there are, so to say, two very antagonistic positions. One is really speaking to showing off that I'm just like the Americans, and the other one is, of course, mocking those who pretend them to be Americans. So you have to distinguish again, but definitely it's a social stand, yeah.
You're the head of the Ústav pro jazyk český, which I suppose, at least in terms of dictionaries, gets a final say on which words get in, don't get into the Czech language. Are you interested, as l'Académie Française is interested, in finding Czech equivalents and Czechifying these words, or is that not your mission?
The Czechifying of these words is, so to say, the final aim, but it's not the final aim of ours. It's the final aim of the natural development. And what we do, actually, is that we follow this development, and then as the things get developed, we put them into the lexicon. So it might be possible that in a Czech lexicon which was published some 10 or 15 years ago, there would be a different spelling. So, for example, there should be still the English spelling of skateboard, while now, obviously, you would write it just the Czech way.
Is it a case of English borrowings being dividable into two categories? One being words like padlo, which Czechs maybe don't even think come from English now, and the others that very clearly are still from English, and that if you're going to use, it's because you want to show that you know English.
Yes, yes, definitely, even though this is also a matter of development. So it might be different, it was different 20 years ago, and it will be different in 20 years. But currently, of course, it is the situation which you mentioned, that there is a lot of words which are felt as native Czech words, actually. No one, well, except for linguists, of course, or for people who are interested in the issue, no one thinks that they are loan words from English or from other language. And then there is, of course, a set of words which are felt as anglicisms, and they are used as anglicisms either, as I mentioned already, either for showing that I am just like the Americans, or on the opposite side of the spectrum, that I'm just want to mock of the Americans, or of those people who pretend them being Americans or whatever. So, but of course, it is exactly the situation which you mentioned.
As a linguist, are there some English borrowings that just drive you nuts, that are just completely wrong?
Sometimes I'm puzzled why some words are borrowed from English, because we have good Czech words. My typical, or my, so to say, most popular in inverted commas example is the word farmář. Because all the time we had sedláci and zemědělci and all that kind of... and now... Even on TV news, on Czech television, on the official one, we have farmáři. I wonder what the difference is, because there is an important point in all these borrowings. For example, the meeting and all other thing is that if we have a Czech word and we borrow an English word, then generally these two words then do not have exactly the same meanings. They are not full synonyms. They are near synonyms. So I'm puzzled, what is the difference between sedlák or zemědělec or statkář on the one hand and farmář on the other hand? But I'm not an expert in agriculture, so maybe there is some, yeah. I just didn't know it.
So head of the Institute of the Czech Language, Karel Oliva, is not worried about Czech's fate. He just wishes people would say farmářless. Whether all these anglicisms entering the Czech language actually stick, or end up going the same way as now rather cringeworthy expressions such as voco go, will be seen in the years to come.
Rosie Johnson there with that edition of Panorama, first broadcast in July of 2009. Topping off our show now for today is the next edition of our Soundcheck series, where the Czech language meets the language of music, and brought to you on this occasion by Daniela Lazarova.
Měl jezd ve poušti, jasný cíl najít domov pro svůj lid, jenže Jordán cestu překřížil, dál nemohl nikdo jít.
Welcome to another edition of Soundcheck, Radio Prague's Czech language course, in which you can learn new phrases with the help of song lyrics. Today's song is called Joshua, a spiritual sung by the group Spiritual Quintet. And the phrase to listen up for today is Jako když máslem projde nůž.
Prošel řekou zástup sem krutý, jak když máslem projde nůž.
Jako když máslem projde nůž is the exact Czech equivalent of the English expression like a knife slicing through butter, meaning that something is done effortlessly. In this case, the reference is to Joshua leading his people across the River Jordan as easily as a knife slicing through butter. However, the expression that you're far more likely to hear Czechs use is půjde to jako po másle. It is like going over butter. In other words, the way will be well well-greased. Czechs also say, půjde to raz, dva, tři. It is as easy as 1, 2, 3. It is as easy as pie.
Prošel řekou zástup sem knutý, jak když máslem projde nůž. Za vodou zdi se dotkli oblohy a hradby hlídá stráž.
Or to give you a completely different expression that has no parallel in English, jde to jedna báseň, or it is coming along like a poem, meaning it is coming along beautifully as a poem. You can also say je to brnkačka, brnkat meaning to strum a guitar. This suggests that you can do whatever it is as easily as strumming a guitar, or something that you could do with your eyes closed, se zavřenýma očima. A rather more bizarre way of putting it is to say that you can do it level zadní. You can do it with your left foot behind your back.
Až Jozue dostal vnuknutí pozved skřínku starý muž, prošel řekou zástup semknutý, jak když máslem projde nůž.
Of course, there are times when things are not so smooth. If something is an uphill struggle, you can say je to dřina, or jde to od devíti k pěti, it is going from 9 to 5, meaning that you are sliding back. A particularly quaint expression is jde mi to jako když se pes pase. You might as well ask a dog to eat grass. Well, and that's all we have time for today. I hope everything goes as smooth as butter for you. This is Daniela Lazarová saying thanks for learning Czech with me. And naschledanou.
Prošel řekou zástup semknutý, jak když máslem projde nůž. Za vodou zdi se dotkli oblohy a hradby hlídá stráž. Jsi ztracen lidem nebohým, tohle město nezdoláš.
To město bylo Jericho, to město bylo Jericho, to město bylo Jericho, to město bylo Jericho.
Však dřív než dojde ke steči, pár zvěrů běží před. Dívka nápěn ze slib bezpečí, dává víno, tělo, chléb. Jozue město starost veliko.
That was Daniela Lazarová with Soundcheck, wrapping up Radio Prague's English program for today. Don't forget that this program and every other is available at our internet address, radio.cz. If you have any questions or comments, we are always glad to hear them. You can contact us by english@radio.cz, on Facebook or Twitter under Radio Prague, or, of course, by post to Vinohradská 12 12099 Prague.